Hey there, welcome to the podcast. Today I'm here with Connor Haas. My name is Mike Shira, and we're here on kind of a part two, really.
Yeah.
We did one on after deception. What do you do after deception? We talked about, you know, going to the Lord, looking up to him continually, and don't sink in shame, and go on trusting the Lord after you know you've been deceived. But then clean up, you know, flush out the toxins and what have you, and dive into the truth. You know, grace and truth are in Christ. Just be refocused by the gospel because you've been rescued by the gospel. And then go with a heart of forgiveness, you know, and speak the truth and love the truth and all of that. Let's talk next about revolting against idolatry. And here's where I want to start with, Connor, and then maybe tease out some ideas as we discuss. Let's talk about this. Let's say you've deceived yourself.
Okay.
You've deceived yourself. You realize it. So now you are going to confess your sins to the Lord. But what else? Like you've deceived yourself. You realize that you talked yourself into something that wasn't good, right, and true. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do first? Besides, well, let's just say that you've confessed your sins to the Lord.
You've confessed.
So let's track some actions after that.
Yeah. So you confess your sins to the Lord. My mind goes toward humility. I think when you realize, wow, I've been justifying sin to myself and I've deceived myself, maybe about motives in my heart or whatever it may be, I think there should be a humility that comes in where you would say, okay, I'm not gonna think that just because I now have some awareness of this, I have perfect visibility, you know, mm-hmm. into all those motives, into what was in my heart.
Yeah.
Honestly, Mike, the first thing I'm thinking of is I think I try to bring in the trusted guys in my life, my wife, you know, being married, but just to bring people in and say, hey, I realize that there's been some self-deception and I need you to, depending on the situation, maybe I'd be wanting to ask for biblical counseling to sit down with somebody and try to share of my, you know, from my heart and let them give me some wisdom and guidance, you know, help me see things that up until that time I've been disguising to my own mind. So mm-hmm. I think that bringing other people in and humbly accepting their input is pretty core as a first step. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would your mind go?
Same place. You know, there's wisdom in many counselors. And I think the idea of having the humility to go to trusted counselors to lead and guide and protect you in this process, to, you know, basically expose your own sin and say, okay, now, you know, now help me chart a healthier path.
Yeah.
I think is the right way to start. Let's talk about, you do that. Okay. So you confess your sins to the Lord. You do, and you go in humility and confess to others, and then, I guess, so let's just say you do that, but then that temptation keeps coming back to you, and I guess I'm going to look at this next step of fleeing, okay?
Yeah.
Kind of like discerning and fleeing and slipping away from, I guess not just slipping away from, but really like amputating. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a strong word.
There you go.
Like if we're talking about revolting against idolatry, like you realize you had an idea that you hold on to that became an idolatrous idea.
Yeah.
Started off as a good thing. And if it was sub, like if it was 10 steps down in your life, it might not have been a bad thing.
Yeah.
Let's say you made a good thing a bad thing. Okay.
Yeah.
A good thing turned into a bad thing. Maybe an ambition you have in life. Maybe a hope you have or a dream you have.
Yep.
Or something you insist. This is what the Lord said I have to do, okay,
yeah.
whatever it is. But then it becomes your idol, uh-huh. and you realize it's been supersized and all
Man.
Of that. So the idea of shaking loose from that.
Yeah, I feel that's so key. And I even as you're talking, Mike, I'm just starting to think like, what's in my life, you know? Because you see people all the time who end up kind of coming to either their sin comes out or they come to an awareness of their sin just as the Lord is gracious to them. So I think all of us should have this humility to say, there's things in my life right now that I'm not seeing perfectly, you know, mm-hmm. and praying, God, would you expose that to me, right? Inviting feedback from others as you're sharing honestly. But yeah, but then in terms of cutting it off and fleeing from that, man, again, it's that humility of just going back to Jesus, you know, like, Jesus, my life is about knowing you, worshiping you, making your name great. And somehow in all of this, I become wrapped up in a desire that's overpowered my desire to glorify you. You know, my desire to know you, my desire to help others know you. So yeah, I think there's a, remember that Mars Hill podcast?
Yeah.
Just thinking of a line from that where the pastor, you know, of a big old church up in Seattle, someone wrote him a letter and said something like, Mark, you know, what are you doing? We've lost sight of Jesus, excuse me, in your shadow. And just pointing out that idolatry of his own ministry. And I don't know, but that in smaller ways, you know, that could be true. Oh, we've lost sight of Jesus, you know, so-and-so in terms of, you know, you're prioritizing this desire over the other. I don't know how practical that is, Mike, but I just think,
I think
that
it's very practical.
There should be a heart, an awareness in my mind of, okay, there's ways, I'm sure right now in my life, where something has become outsized and a desire has ballooned to probably grow past my desire to just serve the Lord. So, yeah, to have a sensitivity to that. Well, I don't know. Where does your mind go?
I think one last, I'll give you one last one, okay? One last thing, because I think this is where my heart, where my heart and mind both go when we talk about all these things. Yeah. I look at what we said, even in the last two podcasts about after deception and revolting against idolatry, maybe that has cropped up in our own hearts. You go to the Lord, you know, you do the cleanup, you dive into the truth and all of that. But let's say you do deceive yourself and you, a good thing became a bad thing. You have that humility to go to trusted counselors to lead and guide you and all that. And you confess your sins and you got to flee from those things. But what do? That you go, you keep going back to Jesus, keep going back to Jesus. And I think the last thing I would just say is, and then you start to rejoice. Like the joy of our salvation gets returned. You know what I mean? Like when David in Psalm 51 says, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Like, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice, as Paul says to the Philippians. I think that there's a measure of rejoicing that happens that isn't tied to circumstance.
Yeah.
You have the pain of knowing that you even deceived yourself. At the same time, you rejoice because God is so good, and in Christ there is forgiveness and all of that.
Yeah.
Why don't you take us through some ideas through that, and then that'll kind of cap off this time.
Yeah. No, I love where you're going, Mike. Because I guess maybe the danger could be that you start to get into this weird performance mentality of, okay, I've been self-deceiving. Now I need to not do that, you know. But then you start to, in a different way, start to lean on what you're doing. But to just go back to Jesus and rejoice, that's right on the ticket, I think. I'm thinking of just practical example. Like, I think of, not to, you know, give specific examples, but I think there's so many believers who would say, wow, God led me through a really painful season where he brought me to an awareness of my own sin, and it broke me down. You know, it like, it just, maybe ministry opportunities were lost, maybe relationships were, you know, caused pain. And after that, you know, in the aftermath of that, those same believers would say, and I am praising Jesus because he pulled back all the, he stripped away these idols and he left me with just himself, you know. All of us should feel that way, right? Like, what is a ministry opportunity to me, or what is, you know, money, or what, all these things, you know, compared to just having that satisfaction of knowing that Jesus is everything to me. So I think that's just kind of adding, you know, right onto what you said, but I think a good place to wrap up, honestly. So we're just going to wrap it up there. Listeners, thanks for jumping in with us. We've talked about after deception, what do you do when you realize you've been deceived? We've talked about fleeing from idolatry, and it's been good to be together. Hopefully this was encouraging to you. God bless you. Have an amazing week, and we'll talk to you next time on the podcast.